Listen to a podcast on religious artifacts like computers, an array of hammers, and even battleships as actual physical items which make you think not so much about religion, about your sort of understanding of history. If you don't have the actual physical artifact in your retelling of history, you have basically a problem. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. What I want to talk about is going more into depth about the hammer, the witch's hammer, which is more not necessarily a physical hammer, but this is a body of work which was really summoned up almost out of nowhere, which actually said, no, witches are real. These are why they're real, and what to do about them, which really sort of was basically the manual behind the rather crazy view of the Middle Ages. So there's the Inquisitions in the Middle Ages to Renaissance, the witch's hammer, and there's various trials by, you had to put your hand in boiling water is one of them. Various other trials where they make sort of sense, but not sort of sense. These are physical things, and so this is more the manual behind it. And the sort of question is, did this prosecution of women come out of the blue? Was there any sort of background? And there is actually a very interesting early sort of science or witch martyr, which was she wasn't a witch, she was a pagan, a Neoplatonist. So you've got Plato and his theory of forms, various ideas of the Plato's Republic, and so and belief in pagan gods. So this Hypatia of Alexandria, her story is that she was fell foul of the rising Christian religion, which was converting from a major sect into a state religion, and sort of negotiating with the existing old world of paganism. And so she was happened to be perhaps, well, I don't know. There are famous women, but the famous mathematicians, teachers from around 390 to 410 AD, around that time, they're pretty hard to find. And so famously she was dragged by a Christian mob from a carriage and beaten up and stripped naked and cut to pieces with pieces of broken pottery. This is sort of like shows this sort of feeling against women intellectuals or women existing outside their system. So a little bit about Alexandria. There's a person called Euclid, and he's got axioms. And this is basically, if you can imagine maths without what we recognize as maths and numbers, these are basic philosophical. If I could do maths by talking, that's sort of Euclid. And he had theories of shapes and sort of or axioms, how to actually think mathematically without maths, and had various shapes you could get by cutting cones, conics as it's called, hyperbola, parabola, circles, ellipses, different ways that you cut cones and get different shapes. And so her father was a mathematician, taught her, and she went to I think Athens and learned and returned to be a teacher. And although none of her existing works go forward, she had a lot of students who wrote back to her. So we know about her from her discussions, and she had a very tolerant interaction with the Christians. So she had Christian increasingly number of Christian students, and had a sort of a more pluralistic view, which wasn't matched. And it's highly significant that a pagan intellectual woman would be found, and she was actually dragged into a church and killed. So that sort of predates the witch hunting, but rather than a poor person in a hut with a pointy nose and a wart, she was a top grade intellectual. I suppose it's interesting. I think, it would be Saint Margaret. There's a the papering over this is. I really hadn't heard of her until I looked into religious Inquisition. The religious Inquisition is interesting for me because there's a guy called Bruno just before Galileo who got burnt at the stake, and the actual difficulty of actually getting burnt at the stake is actually as a heretic in the different grades of the more gentle, sophisticated Inquisitions is interesting. The idea of policing and state religions and I suppose eliminating people is very interesting, and it's interesting to me that women know of various female scientists. Henry Leavitt. There's the person who photographed DNA. And there's sort of intrigue about them being female and stuff like that. But this is sort of an unknown, significant female philosopher and mathematician in a critical age. Like this particular age is not noted for major mathematical advances. It's more caring and moving forward the writings of Euclid and the previous maths masters. So it's sort of hard to see where it's going, but it's interesting that she's still not well known in science circles, in basically the history of stuff, and it's a bit problematic. And part of the confusion may be the emergence of a Christian stories, which are very similar, but it's swapped over. The actual person who's martyred is Christian and female and highly intelligent and a great orator and communicator. So there's all these different things. Bear in mind, given that it's there has been sort of, I'm not going to call a propaganda wars, but given that there has been interest in shaping our memory, it sort of behoves us to actually go back and start to unpack these things, especially because this is a precedent to the hunting of witches and sort of setting back a intellectual contribution to human existence, which is really of a different nature, I suppose, overall. So you have her martyrdom, and I suppose the erasing of her memory. She's not a well-known figure at that time. I suppose the average person really wouldn't, if you said the Emperor Constantine, they really wouldn't know very much, or the Byzantine Empire, they'd find it, and all that, and Constantinople, that general understanding. It's got a very low level of understanding anyhow. But it is interesting that these key historical figures are so hard to actually pick up, particularly a lot of the female protagonists. When you go back through the 4th century, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. They're very hard to actually pick out their origin. That's all for now on this topic. Rather a strange one. This is Hypatia of Alexandria, who got martyred. A pagan martyr for the Christian... Or a science martyr, there you say, by Christians. And it's not so much to have a tit-for-tat at this point in time. It's more to reflect about people's knowledge and understanding of these things, and do they feel comfortable that they have their particular knowledge in areas and lack of knowledge in other areas. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on doing science.